radio adventure. Get even better.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Well, we're on the air, and tonight, Wednesday night, yes, at this time of the month, just in time for a Christmas present, will be with us tonight for the hour, hopefully. normally start the previous hour, but here we are in the second hour, and we have none other than Bob Chapman with us tonight of the International Forecaster. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening again. It's nice to be here.
Oh, it's lovely to have you with us in this month of December, and certainly appreciate your being able to be here this hour of the night and given your busy schedule. And there's so much to talk about. I don't even know where to begin. But I'm going to start with, I see that looks like Tom Tancredo is going to throw in the towel tomorrow and announce that he's not any longer a candidate for president of the United States. And, of course, that's bad news and good news. But the good news is that Ron Paul will be featured with Tim Russert coming up in his program this coming weekend. So there is some news to report on that front. Now, I see, Bob, I want to ask you about the latest action of the Fed today, providing $20 billion in loans to the banks to help them through the credit crisis, as they say. What in the world is going on today with the Fed?
Well, they're throwing money at a problem. We got to go back to August the 6th. The Fed, the European Central Bank, mm-hmm. and 18 other central banks, large ones, in the ensuing months since August the 6th and 9th, in that time frame, they have been throwing money at a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't worked. The problem is there's a credit crisis, and there is a lending crisis between
yes.
banks.
Right, right.
And we also have a crisis caused by the collapse in the retail real estate business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's becoming noticeable as well
yep.
that we're in a recession.
Yeah, some
so
people are starting to think that.
So the $1 trillion wasn't enough. So yesterday, the European Central Bank injected $501 billion into their banks within their system. There's 13 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that is called the Eurozone.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bank of England and the Swiss National Bank, the Bank of Canada, and the U.S. also injected money. We don't know exactly how much the Fed put in yet, but we do know, as you mentioned, that there was a $20 billion injection. And I'm just getting into who the banks were that took the money
mm-hmm.
and the interest rates.
That should be interesting.
And also, there's going to be another $20 billion pop-in, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
in another week or so here. And we have been informed that they will, and that's the collective group of central banks, will continue to make money out of thin air and inject it into their economies.
Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't come as a surprise to you. You've been saying this all along, as well as some other things, predictions that are coming to pass. And the new crisis in loan defaults now is the automobiles, the vehicles. And that now, too, is becoming an issue in the mainstream media, so-called. Well, you called them. You called them, Bob. And we're going to call you once again in just 3 minutes for more fascinating talk, and we invite listeners to join us with questions or comments at 1-800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
We are back now with Bob Chapman, the InternationalForecaster.com. And, Bob, you know, one of the other things that, of course, made the news today, I'm sure you're probably aware, is that the Bush administration declined, as it were, to cite communist China as a currency manipulator. And, you know, the decline to cite the, you know, the Red Chinese for manipulating its currency for, quote, unfair trade advantages has some in Congress picking up the torch, you know, and using it as an issue. Partisan, most likely. But here again is another classic illustration where there are some congressmen, others, who are beginning to see the light and who are beginning to see the so-called trade deficit with China and what is it doing to the American economy, what is it doing to our industry, and the fact that this so-called free trade, most favored nation status agreement is benefiting the Chi-Coms, not the United States or our people. So what do you make of that one today, Bob?
Well, first of all of the nations, with some minor exceptions, have been manipulating their currency for at least the last 7 years, and some of them much longer.
Mm-hmm.
China's going to do what they want to do. They don't care what we think. And that's just the nature of a command government. We have the same kind of government in the United States, only it's not communist, it's fascist. And so it's two major nations at loggerheads.
Well, you see, the difference, Bob, is that Red China will do what's in its interest, but this government will not do what's in our interests. That's the difference.
Well, you're right. Now, I was just going to get to that.
Yep.
And you're absolutely correct. That's why I have said that I believe that about 5% of the people in Congress respond to their constituents. About 15% are compromised, and the rest are all paid off.
Yes.
And one of the ways to solve that is to defeat all of them in the primaries. Get rid of them all. And we can't do any worse than what we're doing.
No.
And
no, that's right.
If we could get, and I think we're going to get, the more I look at the situation, the more I think that Ron Paul is going to become president of the United States. People are fed up. And as we go in through this next year in recession, the stock market will probably go down to 10,300 on the Dow. The gold, in all likelihood, will go to $2,000 an ounce, and silver will probably go over $50 an ounce, if not to 100. And when those things come to fore, and we have a culmination of what we call it distaste come next September, October, in November, I think Ron is extremely electable.
Wow. Now, I know that you're good at predictions, and that's what I've said right along. But this time, it's going to be hard to swallow, given the fact that the boys and girls, mostly boys at the top, are not going to put it this way. They're going to do everything they can to destroy Ron Paul. And you know, we've heard the reports about a possible assassination attempt on him that would eliminate him because of his popularity. Do you think, honestly, that that they can be thwarted in that scenario, possibly, Bob?
Well, you know, there's two ways to look at this. The first way is they're in serious trouble, and I'll get into that in a minute. And when you're in serious trouble like that, sometimes you can't do the things that you want to do about a situation. The gravity of what's going on in the financial world is absolutely enormous. We haven't had anything like this happen since the 1930s. And quite frankly, the situation's worse now than it is than it was then. Did you want to say something?
No, I'm saying you're right. That scenario's once again coming to visit us worldwide, isn't it? The 1930s depression, isn't it, huh?
Well, I think it's worse than that.
It is.
Because
it's
we never
worse.
Had the leverage and credit that we had before. We never saw in the event of 1929-30.
Yes.
It came all at once. There was no lead-up to it. This time we have a lead-up to what we're going into. We've seen turmoil in the markets the last couple of years, and the only reason why the stock markets have held up is through the intercession, the manipulation, the management of the American markets, the commodity markets, particularly gold and silver, world markets. We've got the United States government, the Federal Reserve, and other central banks and other governments entering into markets and manipulating them. It's the only reason that we haven't seen lower prices, which are really fundamentally justified.
Yes.
And they're going to continue to do that, but while they're doing it, I don't think they're going to have time to make some kind of a master plan to assassinate Ron Paul.
That's interesting. And, you know, also another thing that's different about this this worldwide economic recession and depression to come is the people have changed. The people in America are not what they were in the 1920s. And by that I mean today you have an incredible underclass that's dependent, totally dependent now on government for their checks. And they're not likely to sit still. As you know, when the checks don't come or in that eventuality or inevitability, certain things will happen. And today, you can't leave your doors unlocked. In fact, you can even add extra security and it will not guarantee a home invasion for food or for money or for whatever it is they want to steal. That wasn't the case in the 20s and 30s, as you know. So that's another thing. And then we have George Bush, the little puppy dog of the Zionists and the globalists, and proposing this ethanol, so-called energy measure, and the increasing boosting of mileage once again. This is a total sham, and it needs to be exposed as a sham. It's nothing more than a diversion and window dressing, and as far as I'm concerned, it is one of the main reasons why food prices now are skyrocketing, Bob. What do you think?
Well, I think you've been reading the international forecast.
Right? You bet I have.
And it's there, and yes, that's true.
But I knew that anyway.
And,
yes.
And ethanol costs more energy to create the ethanol than what it saves.
Yeah, isn't that incredible?
It's not good for engines.
No.
Et cetera. And
right.
The problem is designed in order to create, along with weather that's been tampered with, shortages born not only by the usage of corn and ethanol, the switch of product mix, the droughts in some parts of the world. I mean, Australia for 13 years have had a drought.
Mm-hmm.
The floods and great rains in other places. And what do we get in the end? We get outrageously high prices, further government control or government's control, and more important to them, the elimination in the third world of useless eaters.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That is tragic, and these people are totally diabolical, and it's just amazing what they can get away with so far, thanks to the controlled, bought, and paid-for media. These are the issues that people need to hear about, want to hear about, and only Ron Paul and people such as Ron will address them, and Congressman Good and others that truly and honestly know what's going on, and they're not afraid to call a shot. You know, I mean, they're out there telling it like it is. And unfortunately, they too are either drowned out or ignored by the media. So I did not see the other night or the Glenn Beck show, but maybe some of our listeners can bring us up to speed on it when Ron Paul was scheduled to be the guest. I was told about it last night, but I didn't catch it. So, you know, this is part of the smear campaign, you know, that is coming out of the woodwork now, Bob, in concert, working together, to try to clearly target Ron Paul. So far, it has helped Ron Paul enormously. And you saw the kinds of money that he just raised off the Internet just the other day. And I think even he has been shocked by the level of support that he has from true America, the silent majority, if you will, that has been silenced by the media, by the moguls that control the media. So we're thankful for what we do have, and the truth is out there if people want the truth. But anyway, your prediction certainly is a very, very interesting and powerful bit of prognostication. So we're going to wait and see what happens. The primaries, you know, are just a short time away now. And it looks like, in your opinion anyway, who would a Ron Paul, the Republican contender, face as a Democrat, if you will, a Democrat? Will it be Hillary?
I'd say, you know, I don't know, and I really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't thought about it. I heard you earlier mentioned that Tom Tancredo probably was going to withdraw. That's probably
tomorrow. There'll be a major announcement. Yes,
and I would think his efforts would be put behind Ron Paul, because there's no one who, among the others, who in any way represents what Tom does. So I think that will be helpful. I think the mix of people is going to be extremely helpful. What mix?
Mm-hmm.
The mix of people who have been contributing. They come from all the way from the far left to the far right.
Yeah.
Young people under 30 years old, tremendous, lots of them, especially in their late teens and early 20s, the backing of a good many people over 65 who can remember what it used to be like when we had normal, non-profane governments.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very, very powerful base which has, for some reason, been able to organize itself in such a way on its own of having raised, in part, over $18 million. And
mm-hmm.
I'm hoping we can get over $20 million by the end of the year. I know we only got a couple of weeks left,
mm-hmm.
but if we could do that, the message would be loud and clear because they wouldn't be able to avoid the fact that Ron Paul has raised $20 million
yeah.
from small people, little people, yep. average
yep.
people.
And it's already making waves. All right. Stay where you are. We'll take calls when we come back. 1-800-313-9443 to talk with Bob Chapman, our guest. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Yes, and don't forget to support Republic Broadcasting with your prayers and your contributions, not to mention your support of your own portfolio with Republic Trading Group at 800-691-7898. 800-691-7898. Don't put it off any longer. By the way, we have a new sponsor that can help you this Christmas holiday. Power Mall Global is an online shop. You can buy your Christmas gifts there this year. Hurry up, not much time left. RBN listeners, by the way, who use Power Mall Global, not only save money on specials, but also will receive a rebate check for a percentage of their purchases. Power Mall Global has 1,000-plus stores and millions of products to choose from. Don't get caught in this Christmas chaos now. Stay home and go right now to www.powermallglobal.com. Powermallglobal.com. All right, Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. Our number is 1-800-313-9443, and Byron in Canada is first. Hello, Byron.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, sir.
Hey, can you tell me why Goldman Sachs was able to make $4 billion on betting that the subprimes are going to go so low. Or I forget what it's called. It's some kind of a put option or whatever. They made $4 billion on that. And the company overall is going to have about $11 billion profit. That's going to, the employees are going to average a $600,000 bonus. How come they were able to, about the only bank to make all this money where all the others were are in such bad shape? How come Goldman Sachs was able to, you know, come up with such a large surplus?
Bob?
Well, it was very simple. They subscribed to the International Forecaster. No, I'm only kidding. Had they been subscribers, that they would have acted in that way. But Goldman Sachs is one of four or five firms that are used almost exclusively by the United States government to do whatever the government wants to do. And when you're in that position, you're in possession of inside information. And you can act, if you may, front run what the government's going to do in order to enrich yourself. And the government doesn't mind that because the government wants your cooperation and the government wants you to do what they want you to do. And so that's how Goldman Sachs and if you notice, J.P. Morgan did quite well as well, considering. And Lehman Brothers and there were a couple that got caught, like Deutsche Bank and Citigroup, but the leading, we'll call them lights of the elitist that are used. There's actually 21 of them in total, but the leading ones are those three, and that's why they did as well as they did under the circumstances.
Byron, does that answer your question? Are you still there, Byron? I heard a click. Did he? He wanted his question answered on the air. Is that it? All right. Let's go to Doug. Is it Doug in Texas? All right. Doug next. Hello, Doug.
Hi, Rick and Bob.
Yes.
Yeah. Here's a little anecdotal. I went to Austin Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Ron Paul had a rally at the, it wasn't Ron Paul wasn't there, but they had the little tea party thing at the Capitol. And then we marched, probably about, I'd say 15 to 18 blocks from there to throw all the little crates in the lake, you know, the neocons and the IRS and this, that, and the other. And I'd say, we had about 10 blocks, and there was anywhere from 5 to 10 people abreast, and there had been over 1,000 people. Well, at the Capitol, there was a little reporter from the Austin American Statesman, and he was thoroughly impressed. I mean, this guy said, I've never seen any kind of support like this for a Republican in Austin, which is, you know, a liberal city or whatever. Thoroughly impressed, and I thought, well, what kind of write-up is this little guy going to give us? Because he was just, you know, I talked to him, and a bunch of other people did, and the next day in the Austin American Statesman, whose editor happens to be, just happens to be, this is going to shock you, but he's a anti-Christ supremacist named Rich Oppel. And he had paired this as enthusiastic story down to there were 200 people there. And he wasn't lying, you know, there were 200 people there, plus about 1,000 more, and marching up and down the streets, going to and from, the cars were going by, and every other car was giving us a honk and a thumbs up and sticking their Ron Paul thing. I mean, he totally had downtown Austin, and it wasn't, you know, it wasn't any major media deal. It's just like, let's ignore the guy, and maybe he'll go away.
Well, that proves the impression he left, right? Okay. Hey, if you want to hang on, you may, just for a minute, because we didn't have much time. But if you're all done, thank you very much. Either way, thank you. And stay where you are, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back the second half hour. More of Bob Chapman and your calls at 800-313-9443. Ernie, stand by. We'll be back with more Radio Avenger. Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com. Doug, you're still there, right?
Yeah, I'm
okay,
sure.
Continue. You wanted to make another point now about this Boston Tea Party in Texas.
Yeah, well, the whole thing is, it was, I live outside of Austin, but I go there every day, and you see Ron Paul signs everywhere, bumper stickers on cars. I've seen three Obama bumper stickers, thousands of Ron Paul, no Hillary, no Giuliani, no Thompson, no Romney, no nothing. And I think the problem Ron Paul has is he didn't make his journey, as did all the other candidates, to Israel to tell them that he would be their best sock puppet. He failed to do that, and that's why he's being ignored by our media that you know, is controlled by a slightly, just I'd say slightly controlled by the Jewish, you know, or Zionist or whatever, the phony Jews or whatever.
All right. Okay, well, let Bob respond. Bob, what do you think about that? What do you think explains this now, this interesting phenomenon?
Well, I think it's a totally grassroots, self-motivated situation. And I think it's going to continue. I think you're only seeing the building of it. And it's a spontaneous thing, and it's starting to get going, and I think it's going to get very, very much larger, and it's going to be very emotional. There's a lot of people out there, particularly throughout the Midwest, who have lost their jobs and now work for $10 an hour instead of $30. They're disgusted, they're fed up, they want some payback. They want somebody in Washington who's going to listen to them, who cares about them, mm-hmm. who understands and knows what's been done to them. And Ron Paul knows that, just mm-hmm. like you and I do,
right.
And the people who listen to these programs as well.
Yes.
And it's going to spread. It's going to become larger and larger, and it's going to become so large that the elitists, the Illuminati, is not going to be able to stop it. And finally, I think we're going to have an opportunity to do a number of things. The main one is to try to resuscitate the economy before it collapses, because it's on the verge of doing that now.
Mm-hmm.
The central bankers are doing everything possible to keep the thing from collapsing, because they know that all of the pieces for them are not together. And the exposure of what they're doing with so many things is going to be extremely detrimental to them, because people are going to say, who did this to us?
Mm-hmm.
Why was it done? And, you know, was it a long line of bad decisions, or was it planned by people who did not have our best interests at heart?
Yes.
And they're going to find out the latter, and they're going to find out why, and they're going to stop these people from doing what they have been doing to us in the past.
Well, it sounds great, and let's pray that that's the case. And thank you, Doug, for that call. I appreciate it. Let's move along now to Ernie in Virginia. Hello, Ernie. You're on with Bob Chapman.
Good evening, Rick, and hi, Bob. I've been one of your subscribers now for a year and a half, and I appreciate your detailed analysis twice a week. I look forward to your issues. Your international forecaster, the midweek issue today was especially outstanding, but as I look back over all the issues, you painted a very excellent picture regarding how the elitists have turned America into a banana republic, and with the coming banking collapse and the banks not through structured finance and not having sufficient capital reserves, and contracts being voided, and then the rush to bail out people who should have never received loans to begin with, real estate loans, massive waste, fraud, and abuse. Europe is fed up, and there's a massive movement out of the U.S. market by foreigners. Our credibility as a nation with the demise of the U.S. dollar is one big issue, but the other is the loss of our sovereignty, as you've talked about in your issues, through the Law of the Sea Treaty, and this, again, this continuous illegal evasion, and Congress allowing it to happen despite America saying no and repeatedly no. And then when I read in your issue today about the treason by Senator Hutchison and Senator Cornyn of Texas in sabotaging the Secure Fence Act and undermining the building of the fence, and we've only had 5 miles of the two-tier fence being built. But we have all these problems, and yes, I agree, Congressman Ron Paul is going to get more and more support as time passes, but if Congress continues and undermines our nation's state concept with this Law of the Sea Treaty and approves bills like Senate Bill 1959, the Thought Crime Bill, and this hate crime legislation, America is really going to elect Ron Paul. But the issue that shocked me today was to read, and this is the question I have to you. Maybe you could opine on this discussion in your international forecaster. Congress is set to approve a plan to integrate the U.S. and Israeli missile defense systems. Essentially, our entire defense system would be turned over to Israel. Is that true? And please elaborate, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as far as I know, it's true. And they've been working together for many years, and this goes back into the 1950s, because I know because I worked for a government agency at the time. And so this is just an evolutionary process, and the power of the Israeli lobby and the power of what Israel's been doing in conjunction with the United States government has gained momentum ever since the 1950s. And unfortunately, they play a very strong, integral part of what's going on. And so I expect that that attempt will be made. As you probably know, they currently, through companies which are Israeli companies, are deeply involved in the spying officially. Through the United States government on the American people and others. And the Mossad and the Central Intelligence Agency have worked very closely together for many years. And so I expect that the attempt will be made to merge the two forces together, which I think is a terrible idea. If they wanted to merge, if the United States government wanted to merge with Germany in doing that, or Japan, or anybody, I think it would be a bad idea. It's just not Israel, you know. And when you take the stature of Israel in the world, it's a very small nation, and you say to yourself, well, how could something like that happen? And it's obvious how it is happening. It's been the undermining of our government for many, many years, and this is in part is culmination of what they've been doing. And, of course, the war in the Middle East is part of it as well.
And it ties in prophetically, too, with this beast system worldwide that's being created now by Israel and the city of Jerusalem. Also, it's interesting to note that, as you point out, the overlapping here of intelligence now raises new questions about 9/11. And the former Italian president had some interesting things to say, didn't he, gentlemen? About what he thought and who he thought was responsible for 9/11. Of course, his remarks went virtually totally unreported here in the honest and fair media.
That's wasn't correct, that interesting? But there is something else in Bob's newsletter along the same lines, and that's the evidence against Israeli agents Rosen and Weissman, former employees of AIPAC, is overwhelming.
Yep.
And that case is not likely to go forward because, quote, what Israel has told Washington is that if the trial goes ahead, it will release all kinds of intelligence that will not only destroy the figures involved, but the U.S. government as well. And moving forward, then spying will continue and inordinate Israeli influence on Washington will be more powerful than ever. So from my way of looking at this, this mutual defense pack or system that would be turned over to Israel, in part, is it the Mossad and Israeli agents and the blackmail threat? Is that one of the factors why we are being compromised, our defense is being compromised?
I think it's a strong fact. I think they've spent the last over 50 years, in fact, 60 years, gathering information just about everyone, and I think that that is part of the reason why they're being quote invited to be a joint venture in this defense system, and they wouldn't hesitate for 5 seconds to expose something that somebody doesn't want exposed. If you've ever been in Washington and you've never spent much time there, it's a cauldron of all sorts of things going on, and it's not difficult for people to get involved in things that they really shouldn't. And the Israelis have taken note of that. And so I think it's a powerful factor. And what Israel and other people like that can't tolerate is exposure. Because they don't want people to know what they're doing, because everything they do is sub rosa, so to speak. It's a form of mentality. And I know that my own personal experience is that they threatened to kill me. And I invited them to try. And only because I was talking about the truth. And I wasn't even talking about them. I just happened to be published frequently in a publication that was anti-Zionist, although I didn't get involved in anything in writing except financial things.
Mm-hmm.
But they did threaten me several times, and we went face to face, and I told them if they wanted to die, they came to the right place.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for you.
You all answered right. My questions, Bob.
All right, Ernie. Thank you
so much.
Thank you very much. I think our next caller is Paris, is it, from Illinois? Is that right? Hi, you're on with Bob Chapman.
Hello?
Yes, that's you.
Yeah.
Okay, you're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Yeah, I'm a Ron Paul fan. I totally love Ron Paul, man. I'm 17 years old, and before, I didn't get to any politics, and suddenly when Ron Paul came, it hit a chord.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it hits chords.
Yes.
And I have a question. Is he going to win in the primaries? I'm 90% sure he will win. What do you guys think? The Ron Paul revolution.
Well, I think, I don't know if you were listening at the beginning of the hour, but Bob already actually touched on that, and he's very optimistic to that effect.
So that he might win, or
mm-hmm. Isn't that right, Bob?
Yes, I think he's going to win. I think the groundswell is there. I think that the money is there, and the beautiful thing about the money is it's coming in amounts of $50, and all of the opponents their money's coming from large internationalist Illuminati corporations in hundreds of thousands of dollars. And it's going to catch people's imagination. It's going to make a fervor that you haven't seen for a long, long time. In a way, I can compare it to the rally I went to that Ronald Reagan spoke at in Dodger Stadium when Barry Goldwater ran. And the same enthusiasm was there, the same small donations were there. And I think we have a repeat of that. And I think it's going to be lasting, and I think it's going to be very successful.
And one last thing here is
sure.
That the donations are coming from the heart. They're coming from the heart, like, you know, like when pretty soon I think money is going to catch up to the candidates. Pretty soon Ron Paul is going to have billions of dollars. You know, if donations come fast enough, he'll beat all the candidates.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not just the money, obviously, but
yeah.
You know, you can have all the money in the world and not be elected, and then you can also do it with the right connections, especially if you have connections to the voting machines and the corporations that are running them, you know, and the mainframes of the computers and so forth. So there are a lot of factors involved, but no question about it.
And we must ignore the national polls. 3-5% is nothing.
I don't pay attention to any polls, Paris, and thank goodness you as a 17-year-old can see that and see through all of that.
Yeah, it's totally obvious, 3-5%, ha-ha. Mainstream media is just basically manipulating those polls. They're not accurate at all. Ron Paul is very big, and they'll soon find out.
Amen to
that. Well spoken.
Thank you very much, and thank you for calling the program. Hope to hear from you again.
Yep, thanks.
All right. By the way, while we have the spare moment before the break, Bob, why don't you tell our new listeners like Paris and others how they can avail themselves of your great vast knowledge and get on the newsletter?
Well, the International Forecast is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We have an issue that goes out on Wednesday and Saturday, and it runs about 30 pages per issue.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a hard copy that goes out. twice a month. And if you'd like to reach us and get a free introductory copy, there's a number of ways you can do that. The first is on our site, and that address is theinternationalforecaster.com. Theinternationalforecaster.com. If you have any questions, you can also email us. That address is international_forecaster@yahoo.com. international_forecaster@yahoo.com. You can also call toll free at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188.
And it's all that simple, ladies and gentlemen. Our number here, by the way, is 1-800-313-9443. There's still time to maybe squeeze in a call or so, so we'll do that when we come back from the break, which is coming up right now. 3 minutes from now, we'll be back with Bob and more fascinating information. Just buckle up your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen, and stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
And indeed, we are back. And Bob Chapman, of course, our guest here, not much time, but we have a question, Bob, off air for you. And that has to do, once again, with the North American Union. And you have made statements about that. I think we have some new-time listeners that are a little curious, to say the least, and don't fully understand what's been happening. That has received almost no attention. And the question is that, is this North American Union and the NAFTA superhighway proceeding, or is it on a standstill right now?
Well, it's both. As far as anything visible going on, there's nothing going on to speak of. Behind the scenes, there's plenty going on.
Mm.
The effort is toward harmonization, and that is bringing rules and regulations and methods of operation into line with one another in the three countries.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably most visible in Canada. In Mexico, there's no visibility whatsoever. I mean, no one has ever heard of it.
That's
and,
right.
And just the people who are running the country, who were helped with their election by people from the neocons. But the exposure of the North American Union and the proof of what they're doing is speedily coming to light. And they're at least their visible efforts have been stopped, and they're at a standstill. And when that will resuscitate, I don't know, but I think it's going to take some time. They got too many other problems on their hand. People just don't understand, not even in the brokerage business and on Wall Street, where I spent 28 years. Mm-hmm. They don't know how bad this is.
Right. And the collapse of the dollar, the rise of gold and precious metals is continuing to occur as we speak. And right now, in the near future, where do you see gold going within the next few months? Do you see a dramatic rise or a more gold suppression?
Well, the suppression will continue all the way up. And you know, I said earlier in the program, I thought $2,000 and yeah, over $50 silver was mm-hmm. possible during this coming year.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely possible.
Yes.
And so based on that, that's, you know, how people should look at that perspective. If you're going to be buyers of any gold and silver related assets, you want to do it now. The prices are still cheap.
Yes.
We haven't left the first phase yet, which has now taken over 6 years. And only because of the suppression of both metals. And we're going to do three and maybe four phases. We are going to go over $3,000 in gold and silver over $100. People are going to be shocked, and you'll see waves of people enter the market, but never more than 5 to 10% of the entire investing public, and maybe not even that much. But it doesn't take much to take gold and silver-related assets up, believe me.
No, it doesn't. And people, again, better, shall we say, take their pearls of wisdom and cash them in now, because you're hearing the future reported right here from Bob Chapman. And once again, it's www.theinternationalforecaster.com. Bob, I see the clock telling me we don't have time to continue, so I want to thank you again for joining us this month. Hopefully, look forward to it next month, New Year, when we will get together again, the same hour.
I will be here.
God willing. Amen. Keep you well and keep going and keep telling the truth, Bob Chapman. Thank you and good night now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Amen. All right. Well, there you go. There you go. Another successful program, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see tomorrow night. We may have a surprise or two in the next couple of nights. So you stay with me. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support RBN by all means, and continue now to listen.